due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
Hold on a second, Miz. You don't get to say when and where you compete. I do.
Are you kidding me right now? Why don't you go over to Corey Graves and talk about your personal problems and stay out of my business?
Hey, this is Olympic gold medalist Kurt Angle, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic. Oh, it's real. It's damn real.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Good morning, wrestling fans. Welcome to the Pain Clinic for July 8th. Real quick, a couple holidays today before we get into the guts of this thing. It's today's Body Paint Day, Body Painting Day. National Blueberry Day. The only blue food is blueberries. There's no other blue food unless it's spoiled or, moldy. And video game day. So a lot of you guys out there, I know, love video games, especially the WWE video game with WWE 2K18 coming out, the next few months with Seth Rollins on the cover. This is your day today. It is video game day. So I think you should all just stay inside all day. Even if it's nice out, don't even come out of the house. Don't even turn the lights on. Have the windows covered up and play video games all day. And I know I'm saying this to you, and you already know that you're doing it anyways. I don't have to tell you. The Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire Culver. Join us tonight for UFC 213 at Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 Eastridge Road. Of course, Salvatore's Saloon's in Scottsville, right off the main street there. It's a 10 p.m. start time, so get there early. You'll be hosted by us at the Garage Door. Prizes, drink specials all night long. It's the big one. This is the culmination of Fight Week. We're getting a UFC 213 tonight, and I'm going to get there early for the prelims because, the prelims are just as good as any of these fight nights you're going to see. So it's definitely a card well worth. It's a showcase card, as they call it, and we're going to get some great fights tonight. So come on out. It does officially start at 10. There is no cover at either places, so come out and join us and have a good time for UFC 213. Interested in roller derby? Fancy yourself a skater? The job of being an official more up your alley. Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact them at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com. Become one of us, the few, the proud Rock City Roller Derby. You see how I change the intonation of my voice when I say that? Everyone else is like reading it. And I'm like, never mind. Let's talk who's on the show today, first of all. I'm the Cash Man. I'm your humble host. I'm here with Double B, Brian Burke.
Good morning.
And I believe Peter Burke's with you.
Brendan is here today.
You guys all look the same, okay? I'm sorry, dude. I'm sure you get it all the time in school. I had an older brother, Peter. Everyone called me Peter for the first 3 years of high school. So, but nevertheless, okay, we got Peter. Okay, so hey, let's Brendan and Double B. And
we got Double B here today.
Double, that's right. It's B quadrupled, but nevertheless, we have a special guest coming in the studio in the next segment. If he makes it on time, I'm counting on it. He just texted me, said he's on his way. But we're going to hear talk about the world of pro wrestling, and we are going to take your calls because it's interesting is we're missing the people that really love me and love doing the show are here. The other people are blowing us off. I'm going to say it's plain as that.
They're
just not here.
Well, there won't be any backlash from that.
They don't listen to the show anyway, so I can say whatever I want about either of them. I always ask them, did you listen to the show when you're not there? What?
Well, I know when you're not here that whatever we say, you're going to listen to. So when we poke fun at you, I know we're poking the bear. So
so I'm doing a little return poking, as they say. But no, I love Danny and I love Danger Boy. Those would be the Double D's in Studio B. They're not here this week. But, this has kind of been a weird week because we had a holiday right in the middle of the week. So some people had the holiday in the last weekend, and some people have the holiday this weekend, or they just took the whole time off.
And so that's the case of DC and Danger Boy, I believe. So there, you know, and Danger Boy, he wanted to be here wholeheartedly, but he had a little accident kickball, so he's going to be missing this week.
Yeah, I can't understand that a guy that can't walk 100% properly is playing kickball. So
you hear that? Do you hear that, Danger Boy? Brian's calling you out, boy. Okay, let's talk about the world of pro wrestling, because that's what we're here to do. And it was a really exciting week. It may not have been ratings wise, but there's some really cool stuff that happened this past week. Unfortunately, one bad thing that happened is a guy that we know, we've been friends with, we've seen him in a lot of places, Smith Hart, that's the older brother of Bret Hart, passed away last week. He had prostate cancer and took his life, and we feel we're really, a lot of condolences sent to the Hart family from the Pain Clinic. Smith used to be around here a lot. He would do shows in Buffalo, and so we used to bump into him all the time. He'd do, like, autograph signings. He would show up at autograph signings, other people's autograph signings. He was very involved in the wrestling world. He did wrestle, too, but never had the career like his brother Brett or Owen. But we do are sad in his passing, and it's a sad thing. But we'll start off by doing that. Then we'll get into some more upbeat things. Like, do you know that the Polish power Ivan Putski is coming to Rochester in just a couple weeks?
I heard that a few times.
August 26th, he's going to be at Frontier Field. He's going to be he's a wrestling Hall of Famer, Ivan Polish Power Putski. You might remember. See, he's an old school dude. So if you're like into, even from the Attitude Era on, you probably have no idea who Ivan Putski is. But Ivan Putski was a Polish hammer. That was his finishing move. What he would do is he'd throw you in the ropes, and he would like put his hands, he'd double his hands together, put it up above his head and kind of swing at you like a hammer. And he would hit you in the chest, and that's how he won his matches. That was his finishing maneuver. And he was very successful. I mean, he was tag team champs with Bruno Sammartino, I believe. And he had a lot of success in wrestling. And he's going to be coming and doing an autograph signing here at Frontier Field before the Rochester Red Wings game, probably during it. And he might even probably go and throw the ball out, because they tend to do that whenever the wrestlers come to town. So I think that's really cool that my buddy Ernie O is going to have him then the next Sunday at his show, where if you can't get to the ball game, you can go Sunday to Ernie O's show out in Columbus Center in Webster, and you can meet the Polish power Ivan Putski. So I have a phone call already. And by the way, I don't know what that was. If you want to give us a call, 222-1280, *1280 is the number. We have on line one, we're starting with Baldy. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good. Now, I'd rather be talking about the current state of wrestling, but apparently I've been getting called out for the last couple of weeks.
I mean, even people from out of town are mentioning you. You're becoming a sensation, sir.
So, one of the last real bastions for unconditional wrestling lovers. For years now, the Pain Clinic has been influential on a global scale with both fans and industry insiders alike.
I have a rule. I'm going to tell you this real quick. If I ever host like one of these talk shows here in town here, and a caller calls in and they butter up the host, then they get run immediately.
There is a little buttering up, but it's so very true what I just said. But how better for wrestling promoters to hear what fans think than on the only show that takes any and everyone's calls, and all its hosts ask is that you talk wrestling.
Cool. I agree. And you know what? Thank you so much for that, because I honestly believe people listen to this who are influential. I honestly believe every week, because we don't pull punches. We talk storylines and how they are good or bad,
So we speak our mind. We don't care. We speak our minds.
Plug your ears for this next one.
Well, hold on one second. Brandon, okay. Can you go open the door? We have a guest at the door. If you can open the back door for me, I appreciate it.
Yeah,
sorry.
I want everyone to hear this.
Go ahead, buddy.
It's the callers who drive this show. Thanks again to our most gracious and generous host, Richie Rich Jones. So whether it's Rashawn working hard out on the road somewhere, or Rick sitting home on his couch next to a bag of Cheetos, they call in to talk wrestling because they know that the people on the other end care. They really care. So even though Baldy and his favorite caller, Troy from Rochester, may disagree from time to time, we still enjoy listening to Troy try to put over a retread like Randy Orton, as well as just about every other wrestler on a WWE roster. The power of the Pain Clinic is so great that a certain co-host of a massive morning show who sits next to a Rochester icon, Brother Weeze, and makes a living on the radio, yet Paulie's still too scared to call into the show and give his opinions. Maybe it's because of bullies like Scott from Henrietta that keeps him from calling in. The thing is, Baldy remembers when Scott had his chance live on air up in the Pain Clinic studios, and credit where credit was due, he was like Super Scott on that day, sounding all coherent and making solid points. But sadly, a few weeks later, when he finally swallowed his pride and called back in, he was back to being Stuttering Scott, calling in from Henrietta, sitting there in his John Cena underoos, and apparently wearing a brand new shiny tinfoil hat.
I feel like I'm on the Jim Rome show.
This guy has completely gone off the rails as of late, doing his bad Alex Jones impression, coming up with one wacky conspiracy theory after another. But most egregious was when he accused Baldy of calling in incognito as Walter. Poor Walter, a legitimate caller who was marginalized by Scott's fake news. Now, like some junkie ex-rocker trying to recapture their glory days, Scott from Henrietta attempted to damage the Baldy brand in order to ingratiate himself to the peanut gallery, hoping it will gain him access back into the studio and to that 15 minutes of fame that the pain clinic once afforded him. Just like an upstart wrestler trying to get that all-important, ever-elusive rub from an established superstar, he wants that Baldy rub and hopes to elevate himself to my level. He's so obsessed with me that he's begun seeking my true identity like some kind of stalker. No wonder they won't let you back up in the studio, Scott, especially with your creepy request of getting rich alone in some bizarre selfie session.
Oh, my.
In closing, the stalker Scott from Henrietta, I got one suggestion for you. If you're scared, say you're scared.
Rack 'em. All right. On that note, we're going to go to break. I can't top that call. Thank you, Baldy, for the call. And thank you for the rub, okay? We got to go to break. You're listening to the Pain Click on Fox Sports 1280. We'll be back in just a minute.
Views, beaten in hotel rooms. I've been locked in hallways, naked, forced into sensitivity classes. I've been slammed through tables, slammed through glass, beaten, disrespected. I've been slammed on concrete. I've been thrown off ladders, and I've been thrown down that entrance ramp. And it all happened while you had my back.
Hey, Big E, let's just keep it PG. You know what's good. Just don't get all rated R like your boy Xavier Woods.
Things in this world that I like more than hurting Roman Reigns.
I'm supposed to be afraid of Samoa Joe because he laid his hands on Paul Heyman.
I am the phenomenal one, AJ Styles, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man we'll take a call here in just a minute, but I'm the Cash Man with Brian Burke, Double B. Brendan Burke also in the studio, and a special guest joining us all the way from Chicago, Illinois. That would be the Artiste. Good morning, Artiste.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to be in here.
It is. It's nice to see you, brother. You're visiting Ra-Cha-Cha.
Yeah, it's nice. It's been kind of a crazy whirlwind week or week and a half here, but a few days back at home. Good to be here. I had already missed the inner loop before I moved from here. Now I miss Chestnut Monroe. What is going on here?
You can't even drive across it anymore. It's just a big pot mound of dirt. And
we're not turning this into a political show, but I was somebody that drove on the inner loop a lot when I lived here.
Sure, I did
lived
too.
In the city.
That's
gone too. What, like, are you going to be able to drive anywhere?
They've talked about taking the inner loop out completely, but from Main Street to 490, they're leaving the inner loop, so it's not completely gone. Just this end.
Yeah, but they took away the part that I used a lot.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, so, I don't think a lot of people used it.
And the funny thing is
well, that's what I loved about it. It was like our private expressway for the few of us that actually did use it. Right, that's why I really liked it.
And even in the destruction of it, it's causing a lot of mess up because, like, now we can't go from this building down Monroe Avenue like we used to. It's like we have there's this giant pile of dirt in the way and concrete and stuff. And I don't even know how long this is going to be, but I mean, we used to shoot right down the road here and go down to like, you know, Brookwood or someplace down the road just to stop in. And now it's like you have to go all the way around this mess to get there. It'll be good eventually. I can see, you can see where they're like starting to plant some things. And now that this Museum of Play kind of has this parking lot entrance that goes out to, you can get to Monroe Avenue now.
Yeah, they finally paved that.
Yeah, that was a, so that was interesting. So
did,
but
if the construction's going on over there, did they start the new arena on the other side yet? Is that?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if that's been passed yet. You know, we have to talk to the Pagulas first to make sure that the funding is coming in.
No, they're only going to renovate again, right? Just keep renovating.
That's what we heard.
A big screen outside.
That's what we heard last. Maybe the Pain Clinic can be the show that gets the new arena downtown. You know, because I mean, Bob Matthews has been given all the credit in the world for Frontier Field. You know, so it's like. Maybe we can, so I don't know. But before we get too far, we have a little response from a man who just was called out intently on the radio by our friend Baldy. This is Scott from Henry S. Scott, are you okay now?
I'm fine.
Okay, cool. I just double checking. How you doing?
I'm doing well. You know, I was kind of looking forward to talking in and actually talking about wrestling. But the guy who called in who praised you for talking about wrestling didn't actually talk about wrestling. And what's interesting about it is that he has his own little revisionist history. Like, he's Fox News. He's Fox News all of a sudden, where he's talking about conspiracy theories and, you know, trying to regurgitate old retread material. But this is a guy who's been crapping on Jinder Mahal since Mahal came back. And Mahal puts more work into his body than Baldy's put into it for 5 years in a day.
Okay.
And Baldy's just sitting on his ass in his basement, eating his chips with his notepad, thinking it's still real to him.
Okay, that's,
and trying to keep track of things. But let's talk about wrestling. Let's actually talk about wrestling, Baldy. This is what you do. You call in and you talk about things. Let's talk about the fact that Austin Aries got released.
Oh, yeah, we were going to get to that. I was going to say, but listen to one thing. Wasn't that well written out? I mean, the pros?
It's like he took like 4 weeks to write that out because he didn't want to call in and, you know, oh, my God, actually have to speak from the hip.
I was waiting to hear the page turn.
No, yeah.
But I know, seriously, I was waiting for, like, to hear the tear on the three-ring binder because he wrote on it in study hall while he was trying to come out with all of his little clever little things and make it all nice and concise and clear. When you can't shoot from the hip, don't shoot it off, pal.
Okay, this is not the smack off, so we are going to talk the world of pro wrestling right now, and I will say Rackham to you too. But nevertheless, Austin Aries got released yesterday. It was kind of a shocker, but not really, because Austin Aries, after reading what happened, he didn't want to be isolated to the Live 205. He felt he was a main event guy. He should have been on either SmackDown or Raw all the time as a main event guy. He was a main event guy in TNA.
He was a main event guy in TNA. He was a main event guy in ROH.
Yeah.
He's been a main event guy everywhere he's gone, and he was relegated to fighting the same six guys every week. I get bored of it and want to quit, too.
Well, I mean, but he got hurt, too. Remember, it was like one of his first matches. Tommy kicked him in the head. I think it was a Tommy, wasn't it?
It was Shinsuke.
Oh, Shinsuke Nakamura. I knew. Yeah, it was. I knew that. Yeah, he kicked him in the head and broke his orbital bone, and so he ended up, and he did great when he was doing commentary.
Well, the whole release begs the question, and I've kind of wondered since they came up with 205 Live, why do you restrict these guys to just 205 Live?
Well, they don't. They're on Raw every week,
but they're only fighting guys from 205 Live in their own division.
Yeah, you're right, and it does limit you. And it was a very limiting. I think that's why he got hired, though. I think he was hired as a 205 guy when he originally was hired. So.
But how many people are on the 205 roster? There's only like 8 or 9 guys, and 2 of them are constantly hurt, it seems.
And if you let them fight some of the other guys on the Raw roster every once in a while, that you might get a little bit more character out there, character development out there, than they've been doing just through the 205 Live.
And from a visual perspective, yes, he's short, but he's got the look that he could easily blend in with the regular guys. I mean, we had the possibility of Austin Aries versus Kevin Owens, or Austin Aries versus Sami Zayn when he was on the show. We had all these potential great matches that were left behind because he had to fight Rich Swann for the 7th time, or he had to fight Noam Dar for the 24th time, or something along those lines. I can see his point, and it's a bad marker for the division that they haven't expanded it.
And don't you think that people like Neville, who was on a regular TV show at one time there, probably is feeling much the same? You know, he is, I mean, he is limited to wrestling the same six guys. You know,
the only thing I'll say is he's made the absolute most of it out of anyone that's been on 205.
I thought Aries was going to take the belt on the third time he took him on. Okay, because Aries is that good. I mean, and he's that good as a champ. We saw him. And listen, one thing it does open up is maybe you can go back to TNA and be option C again. You know, I mean, that's another thing. I mean, he did some stuff with these other companies that gave him a chance. WWE was never going to give him a chance. So, I mean, you know, and plus, I think when you're limited to the WWE Network show, you don't get paid as well. I'm pretty sure of that, you know.
Probably not. And you don't get as much exposure because you're limited to whoever has that network and whoever's watching on the network.
What do you think, Artiste, man? I mean,
put him at the announce desk if you're not going to. If you're not going to use them like that, I really like the short answer is I really like the guys they have under contract under the cruiserweight division, but I don't care at all about the cruiserweight division. I would love to see Aries wrestling Rollins and AJ and Owens and everybody else. And by the time that 9 or 10 o'clock, whatever time zone I'm in at that time on Tuesday night comes around, sure, I'm not watching 205 live. I'm at least not watching it live. I'm probably not watching it at all because of how much I've already watched in the last couple of nights.
3 hours of Raw, 2 hours of SmackDown, and then they want you to watch another hour.
Yeah, no. And look at the crowd. The crowd doesn't care at that point.
You remember
the crowd wants to go home.
Yeah, well, the crowd does go home.
We were there a couple weeks ago. Yeah, I was going to say, that's when we all got moved up to the front pretty much. Yeah. You know, and it was like, and the thing is that the production values are a little bit different. Like when they were in Rochester, when the 205 came on, and who was it? Who's the guy who does the air siren when he comes out? What's his
Gulak?
Name? Yes, Drew Gulak. I couldn't see him. I had no idea where he was. Yeah. They weren't putting him on the big screens or anything.
Well, you could probably see him if he flew, right?
Yeah, or if I could stand on top of my chair and look over people, because I could. I heard the sirens, and then they were arguing back and forth from the ring, but I could not see him whatsoever.
No, I mean, I think it's awesome that Swan and Gulak and all these guys are under contract. Cedric. But just mix them in with a regular roster or cut down on some of the stuff. Raw is too long, and by the time I get to Tuesday night, if I'm watching SmackDown, I'm not watching something else after that, and then NXT the next night. Like, it's just too much.
I'm just happy that this show wasn't around before AJ Styles came in, because who knows what they would have done with him. I mean,
I don't think he would have agreed to it.
Probably not.
I think
not.
He could have been picky enough. So
yeah, he does. Well, I mean, he went right to the main roster. Yeah. There was no stops on the way up. So he... But yeah, I agree. But I mean, he's also that size too. I mean, you compare him to Austin Aries; they're very similar physiques, you know. I mean, so it's like, you know, I feel bad, but Austin Aries is going to go out and he'll probably get a nice prime spot in Ring of Honor again, or who knows? I mean, TNA's cut down so many people from the roster that there's room for him to come back. You know,
I think if he's leaving there, he's been to TNA, and I mean, let's. Not,
but TNA, I, but TNA's
what is
changed.
TNA now compared to what it was when he was there?
But it changed so much since Jeff Jarrett took back over recently, and he was, I think, under Jeff Jarrett, he was the option C. Maybe that was Hogan. I think maybe it was a Hogan thing.
But I hope he goes to Japan.
I think New Japan is a choice.
He had a lot of success in the X Division early on under Jarrett, but largely he was option C under like Hogan and Dixie Carter, and then he kind of just faded away to nothingness.
I just think I hate to say this, but I'm going to say this. This day and age, with WWE is obviously down right now. Business is down, but they've got a great roster. Is anybody voluntarily going to be like, you know what, WWE, I'm going to leave so I can go to TNA and be on Pop TV or Anthem or whatever? Let's be honest.
No, you're right.
Nobody's going to do like it. He might make appearances there. He might go to ROH, but let him go to New Japan and do something else and maybe build up a bigger name for himself come back someday.
If he wants to build a name for himself and he wants to make money and make sure he's going to get paid every time he's supposed to get paid, why would he go to TNA? He's going to go to New Japan would be my guess.
Right.
So.
Well, this is, I'll tell you.
I wonder how many more years he's going to wrestle, too.
That's true. You know, I mean he
had a lot of injuries. He's pushing 40.
Yeah.
I mean, and he obviously can do plenty of things when he doesn't want to wrestle anymore.
As like he pointed out, commentating,
He just had a book come out, too. He had a book on training. And actually, he's engaged to marry one of the divas, I think, or one of the...
What's her name? Her name was Rosita before?
Yeah. She's...
I think she just got signed recently.
She's down.
So isn't that weird?
Yeah, isn't it? unless they split or something. Who knows? I don't know the whole story, but I'll say 16 hours ago, he put a tweet out and it said, it's a beautiful day. And I know he requested his release. So he's leaving on good terms. That's all I'll say. And I mean, I don't know.
Good for him, at least. I don't know if they're happy about it.
No, I don't. I'm not happy about it because I like him.
I mean, he's the type of guy that ruffles some feathers backstage. So
I remember, I always a story about whenever we met him, he wouldn't shake hands. He would just do fist bumps because he was like one of those germaphobes.
Yeah, or the time that he was in 2CW and bled everywhere and I was ring announcing and then he grabbed the mic and no, I'm not grabbing that back from you.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. It's
talk about a germaphobe. That's complete opposite.
Dude, just
right
put
there.
On gloves, AJ Styles style.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, speaking of AJ Styles, I don't know if you saw this or not, but he actually beat Kevin Owens in Madison Square Gardens last night and won. It was a recognized win of Kevin Owens' title, the United States champion.
Begs a question, is he going to lose it at another non-televised show before we get to...
I think we're going to see footage from it when we come to SmackDown this week. You know, I think
they're fully advertising this as he won the championship. It's all over their Twitter. It's all over their Facebook. Yeah. It's all over social media. They can't deny this because...
It's not a phantom...
What?
I said it's not a phantom switch, you know, which what they used to do. They would switch it back and forth on like when they go on the road and win in one city, lose it to the next person in the next city, you know.
And then someone would have over 25 championships.
I think it's awesome, too, the fact that they did that. I mean, I wish they would put some garden shows on TV. I know there's a whole lot of logistics that go into that and why they don't ever show garden on either Raw or pay-per-views or anything these days, but... I love they made the change. There's a lot of people that are upset. Like, I watch TV and I watch the network all day, every day, and I don't get to see this. Whatever. It's cool. It's something different. And it's in a historic building. Like, I think it was cool.
And they had mixed, guys from every brand on it, you know?
Yeah, super show.
Yeah, it was a super show. They haven't done that since they split, which I begin to believe this split is not going to last nearly as long as the last one. Just because John Cena is now a floating free agent, you know?
And because... as we talk about every week, SmackDown just appears to be so much better run and storyline better than Raw.
Yeah, except for the fact that they're focusing. I don't dislike women's wrestling, but I don't want it to be the focus of my show every week. And it has been like
both
last month.
Shows were the focus one week.
I think SmackDown has the better roster, but I think the writing is pretty horrible on both right now. Like they have, I've never been happier with the amount of guys under contract probably than I am right now. But the fact that they build guys up and then they have no idea what to do with them. There's no like next chapter planned yet. And so they build somebody up and then they let them fall off TV, Luke Harper, other people. Yeah. And, you know, like all this, I mean, the gender thing was cool because it was out of nowhere. But, I mean, the writing's just a mess. I think they can keep the brand split going. They just have to figure out like an actual plan for what they're doing and stick with it. And then it'll be fine. The Raw roster is kind of lacking these days.
And they need to continue with storylines aside from the championship. I mean, this Strowman Reigns storyline that's kind of built itself, even with the poor writing, and you knew Reigns was going to come out, it still gets a pop because of
certain things do. I mean, Strowman got a pop; he was getting because they hated Reigns so much.
But you know, it's going to be the end of it after this one because they're probably going to have him in at SummerSlam facing Lesnar.
Well,
I'll say this. Apparently, according to the report from last night, Strowman got the biggest pop of the night. He got the biggest pop of the night when he walked in during the main event. So the place, other than AJ Styles winning, of course, because that was just huge and the place went crazy, Strowman got the biggest pop of the night when he walked out. So I think that things have changed so much. Maybe they don't know what to do. The crowd's reacting, and it's reacting in ways they don't want it to. Because they're trying to push so many stupid little things. They're trying to push Roman Reigns as this Cena replacement, and the crowd hates him. And
but they hate Cena, too. So, I mean, that's a perfect replacement.
That's why they don't want a replacement.
That's why they don't want a replacement. How many years has John Cena overcome the odds? We're on, what, 10, 12?
I think he just celebrated his 16th year since he showed up, or 15th or 16th year. I think it was 15. Since the Ruthless Aggression speech from Vince McMahon, and he appeared, you know,
But how long since he's gained godlike powers and seems to overcome everything that's thrown at him and is force-fed down our throats to the point that, you know, it's not even worth discussing what's going to happen with Cena's match because you know he's going to win.
Yeah, well, that started when he won the championship and moved to Raw. Remember when they had both champions on Raw at the time? And you know what, dude? thank you so much for calling, man. We got to go to a break here in a second, okay? Don't worry about Baldy, okay?
I'm not worried about anybody. You guys take it easy, and it's good to hear from you, Rob. Welcome home for a little while.
Thank you.
That's right. And now we didn't even mention, but the artist is here, USHL champion Chicago Steel.
Yeah.
You got
heard you played the clip on the show. Heard that. Thank you.
I had to after hearing it. It's like, whoa, yeah. And it's funny, you and I talked because we've talked since then. Mm. It's exciting. You told me you didn't listen to it for a couple of days, right?
The call,
yeah.
Well, I heard it the next, because then it started to get like some coverage with like NHL Network and Fox, and a bunch of places picked it up and stuff, which was awesome. I mean, that was some bucket list stuff right there. But yeah, I mean, to win a championship, cool. To win a championship in game five of a best of five series in overtime on the road was awesome. It was, you can't really ask for much more than that. So it was a really good season, and looking forward to getting the ring here pretty soon. It'll be nice.
Did you say get in the ring?
Getting in the ring. No. Getting the championship ring.
Gotcha. So, well, we're gonna go breaking that. You're gonna be with us the whole hour, and we appreciate it. It's real excited to have you back in town, because you last time we saw you for a couple hours. This time you're here for a couple days. So
I fly back tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. you do fly back, so you're not gonna be able to hang out with us and watch a pay-per-view tomorrow night.
No, I will be on a plane at that time during the first ever Great Balls of Fire pay-per-view.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about that in a little bit. We do have the rundown. We got to go to break. We still got calls, and you can call us now, 222-1280, star 1280. And we're going to come back. There's actually a show in town today. If you want to go out and catch Upstate Pro Wrestling?
Upstate Pro Wrestling.
It's going to be, we'll talk about that in a little bit too, as well as we have a special guest coming on in a couple weeks. We're going to have Tony, Mr. USA Atlas. He's going to come on, and he's going to promote a show that is going to be in Batavia in just a couple weeks. So I think 2 weeks from today, in fact. So, but we got lots of stuff to talk about, and you can give us a call too. And Rick, don't worry, we're going to get you on the flip side. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Rusev, are you lost? Don't you know where you're at? We're not back in your comfortable home of Bulge Area. We are here in the USA. He says the USA is a joke. Is he right? But wait. He could be. And if so, every joke has a punchline. So why don't you line up right here, and for old glory, I will punch you right in the mouth.
Cass, you know what you are, my friend? You are nothing more than a 7-foot catchphrase that I wrote.
You're soft, you're sloppy. They calling me pop. I'm rolling in bands, riding around in a beat up jalop.
Hey, go.
Pros want to cop, but they are just not on the way. I'm up in the club, stacking the ducks, stuck in a lot.
Was it you Jamaican?
No, you was Jamaican, but he stayed in the lane.
Ran around the whole world giving Jamaicans a bad name.
I mean, muffin top, crop top, that's the best you got, boy. Your forehead looked like a back of a hand.
If Ron Simmons was here right now, he'd probably step to you and be like, damn!
This is Booker T, formerly from Harlem Heat, coming to you from the Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Now, can you dig that?
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman. I'm joined by Double B, Brian Burke, and the Artiste. Special in-studio guest appearance here all the way from Chicago.
Indeed. Good to be back in town here.
Isn't it great to be the caller of the only team that won a championship in hockey in Chicago this past year?
I mean, I would have liked to see the other teams win as well, but it was nice kind of in that sense that the Hawks obviously had a very tough outing in the Stanley Cup playoffs, and the Wolves got eliminated as well, so
yeah.
The attention kind of turns to the Steel, and then won it all, which was not obviously easy with all things considered.
No, following the playoffs, it's like, my gosh, how many series did they have to win to get that?
It was, three best of five series, and then it was tough because game four of the Clark Cup final, we were at home up by a goal with 3 minutes left and blew it. Gave up two goals in the final 3 minutes, and then had to go back to Sioux City, Iowa for a game five to decide the series on the road, which was
Did you
a little nerve-wracking,
but... by any chance rack up how many times you crossed the Mississippi River? Because I know.
Oh,
that.
I have no idea. I'm in Iowa basically every weekend now, but I mean, it's dozens and dozens. Yeah, it's funny thinking about like 7 years ago. I just visited a friend in Utah the other day, and we had done like a cross-country road trip like 7 years ago, and I was like, "Oh, I'm in Iowa. This might be the only time I'm here." Now I'm literally there all the time, like dozens of times a year.
And so. Iowa is like boring, isn't it? I mean, it's like there's nothing really. That Des Moines, that's it. You know,
Des Moines downtown is nice. A couple other places are nice. A lot of it is very, very boring. Very Field of Dreams like.
Yes. In fact, that's I think we made the movie there. You're right.
Yes, we'll visit. I visited that during the playoffs.
You know, yeah. The professor who's done the show a couple times with us. He comes on and fills in when I have nobody else to fill in, which he's a great guy for doing that. He got married on the Field of Dreams. He actually got married on that actual field, which is really pretty cool.
Hopefully anybody attending the wedding knew where to go to get there, because it's, man, that's in the middle of nowhere.
And yeah, you got to watch
turn
out for...
Turn down this dirt road. Okay, where are we going? Are we going to lose signal? Oh, boy.
You got to watch out for the ghosts that come out of the field,
yes.
too. You know, those scare the pants off of anybody. But real quick, two pieces of news before we get... And this is... maybe we'll discuss this just for a second. Get this. They're doing this Kurt Angle retrospect homecoming documentary on WWE that's, I think, Monday night immediately after Raw ends. And Dixie Carter was interviewed for it. Dixie Carter, who is on the board of TNA. She worked with Kurt Angle for 10 years, 2006 to 2016. Obviously, she has a good relationship with WWE that they used her in this homecoming documentary on Kurt Angle. What do you think about that? I mean, I know that there was open talks between them to buy the company at one time. So there was conversations between the offices and stuff. But, you know, it seems like a detente almost. I mean, unless she's not involved with TNA at all anymore, which I mean, pretty much.
That wouldn't surprise me too much if she's pretty much kind of stepped away. But, yeah, I mean, seeing a WWE tweet with a picture of Dixie Carter being interviewed by WWE crew, seeing WWE put that out, I mean, that's one of those kind of shocking moments you didn't think you'd ever see.
Like Eric Bischoff showing up on Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's much smaller in scale, but that's basically
the same thing.
Yeah, this is. So I thought that was a pretty neat message that came out this past week. And also another thing, if you're a subscriber to WWE Network, they got hacked and their entire database was hacked, and all they got was like email addresses and stuff, no credit cards and stuff. But they had a cyber attack that stole all this information from WWE Network, which it happens to the best of people and the worst of people. I mean, I remember it happened to Target, happened to Home Depot, and now it happened to the WWE Network. And it's really kind of a scary thing when they have numbers like credit cards because they charge you every month, stuff like that. You know, that's why it's probably good to go through PayPal to pay for something like that, because you have something in between your bank account and them, you know, an intermediary type thing, you know. But did I make up that word? But nevertheless, I think that, but it was kind of scary when I read that, because it's like, you know, there's a lot of cyber stuff going on, and it's like, and they even got, targeted and attacked and, and victimized. So
I was hoping somebody hacked it and uploaded a bunch of like old episodes of Superstars and Coliseum videos and stuff.
Yeah, stuff that you can't put on there.
Somebody
yet.
Should do that.
All right. 222-1280 Star Choice number. We have Rick from Rochester. What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing great. Hey, the artiste is here.
I know. That's why I said, hey, guys. How you doing?
So what, Brian's not a guy then if the artiste wasn't here? Go ahead, man. I'm getting tired.
Congratulations, Robbie.
Thank you. Thank you.
First of all, if you're in Iowa, you could go visit Seth Rollins if he's in town.
Davenport is another city I feel like I'm in all the time at the good old Texas Roadhouse there.
You know, they used to call couches Davenports. My grandmother used to say, go sit on the Davenport. And it's like, what are you talking about? It's like a couch out in like on the porch. It's like, okay, whatever.
I don't know if they have those yet in Iowa, though.
No, I figure they made them there with a name, you know, but go ahead.
You stole my thunder about... No more Last Chancery on WWE TV. That sucks.
Yeah, it does. You know, I know that you're a big Aries guy, right?
Yeah, I like Double A, man. You can bring it.
It's
bring
A double. It's A double. Double A is Arn Anderson.
I know. Okay. Well,
double
I misspoke.
Being A double.
He could bring it on any given night. I liked him. He was a good worker, man.
He's a fantastic worker, you know, but it's like he asked for it, so he got what he wanted, you know. It means that he's going on good terms. Maybe he can come back and actually be used on one of the main shows. That's probably said. He said, when you want to put me on Raw or SmackDown, I'm ready to come back.
Yeah, I guess he really wanted a push, like an immediate push, so.
I did get a huge push, but it was on in the cruiserweight.
Excuse me, a title shot and hold the strap at some point.
Well, you can't dictate everything you do when you go to the company. A lot of times you're signing an open-end contract, and hopefully they're going to use you accurately. You know?
I think he thought he was going to get a push more like Styles did when he came in, but it didn't work out because the whole 205 Live was getting the push at the time.
Yeah, well, he got signed to go in 205 Live. Exactly. That's what he was signed specifically for, that, you know, but he just realized, he didn't realize how limiting it was when he went, so.
And is it me or the most exciting thing on 205 Live now, hopefully if they play the cards right, is the Titus brand worldwide. That's very entertaining.
And I like that they're bleeding guys over from the WWE, from Monday Night Raw to that show too, because the ratings and the numbers were low enough that they were thinking about canceling it at one point, and they figured maybe they could use some star power from, you know, Raw or SmackDown to help, you know, bolster people wanting to watch it, and hopefully it works. I mean, you know, Titus Brand's great. I mean, I'd sign with him immediately. Okay, you know,
yeah. Millions.
You got to be international.
That's right.
I have a theory behind who's behind the Kurt Angle phone calls.
Okay, what's that? Triple H, right?
Not so much.
Okay,
I'm thinking. Do you think it might be a possibility of a way to write Foley back into the script mix? Is he cleared from his surgery to come back and do some things with him?
I would think once he had the hip replacement surgery, he probably is. He's still not out doing stuff yet, so I don't know. But maybe that could be it. It could be like, you know, just a delay. I'm thinking whatever is happening with Kurt Angle is going to get him in the ring again, and then hopefully soon, because I'm tired of seeing him. I mean, he looks in great shape. You know, and I know he's in the Hall of Fame. He's still a young man. He could still wrestle. He can still do it. You know, he was having his best matches after he left WWE, you know, with TNA. So,
didn't he get cleared? Because I know he had some neck surgeries or whatever. I mean, is he able to still, you know, get cleared by WWE doctors?
Well, I will say that he was still working the independents before they signed him for the Hall of Fame. I'm sure he'll get cleared. It's not a problem at all. He's in great shape. He takes care of himself very well.
Did you happen to catch the ride-along with Kurt and Show and the other guys?
I have not. I've not seen one of those yet. I've only seen the...
Those are pretty funny.
I want to see the one with Jericho and Kevin Owens. They show you little pieces, and they're pretty funny, but I haven't watched one yet. I'm going to do one of these marathons soon and just sit down and watch them all.
Yeah, I watched that one, and then another one was on there was Corey Graves, Nia, and Tom Phillips were in one of the other vehicles.
Yeah, I heard Nia actually said...
called Byron Saxton, and I guess he's got a big thing for Nia. It was funny. Corey Graves was like almost puking in the theater.
I know Nia was a fashion model before she came in. So
yeah, she's a pretty girl.
Yeah, and they talked a lot about that, I guess, in the car. But yeah, it's pretty cool stuff. It's well worth the $10 a month, okay?
Definitely. And two other things. I just went on ROH's website. I still see Bobby Fish and Kenny Omega on there.
Oh, yeah, no, Bobby Fish showed up in NXT last weekend, and Kenny Omega is not going anywhere. I don't think I know that.
I thought Omega was signed with Developmental.
No, he just won the IWGP Junior Heavyweight title. Is that what it was last weekend? There's so many letters in there, I can't remember. He won the title. I know that in that G1 Global, that live show that was out in California.
He's the IWGP US.
That's right. He was he won
U.S.
Yeah,
heavyweight.
They just made a U.S. heavyweight champ, mm-hmm. and he got it. He won it. So yeah.
Okay, I thought he was one of the guys going over there with Fish as well.
No, but you know it's nice to see Fish there, especially since I think is he in town today? Is Bobby Fish on the show that's in town here today? Hey Brian, can you call up that information when you get a chance?
I'm not seeing him on the card.
Okay, I thought he.
Oh wait, he is.
Yeah,
yes,
Bobby Fish is in town today.
Bobby Fish is the current UPW heavyweight champion.
Yeah, and he's going to be, and they have the show today that's going to be in Buffalo Road, the Buffalo Road facility.
The Eagle Club on 1200 Buffalo Road.
Yeah, so listen, he might be listening right now as you're talking. So, Bob, yeah, but you know, go see him. He's got the title, and he's working with, working his way up to WWE TV. So,
awesome. And one other thing as far as the Divas are concerned, I wouldn't mind, and I do believe that Carmella is going to be the next champ, so we have two blonde bombshells as the champs. What do you think of that?
Oh, well, of course she's going to be the champ. There's only one person who never won it with the Money in the Bank, and that was John Cena. Okay?
Do you want to count Mr. Anderson?
No, Mr. Anderson,
Mr. Kennedy. Yeah,
Mr. Kennedy had it taken away from him, and then Edge won it with that. Okay, so but you know, no. Usually that's a guarantee to win. And it doesn't matter if you win it for a week or two or a month. I mean, there's some people who have never held it that long at all after winning it. You know,
maybe it's time for that to happen again, and Ellsworth can cost her the match, and then Ellsworth can go away.
Please.
You don't want. I like Ellsworth. Give him a chance. Duh.
No. Hey, Rick, thanks for calling, man. 222-1280-12. I don't want to talk any more about Ellsworth, man. It's like, you know, but it's, you know, he's a funny guy, but I loved how he had a little back and forth with Daniel Bryan this past week as Daniel Bryan suspended him for 30 days and fined him, was it $10,000? So you're going to see him. I'm sure they're going to have some sort of bits written where he's out, like, collecting garbage around the outside of the arena or something, you know, some stupid stuff like that. But, that's interesting. So do you have information on that show before we go to break here?
So the UPW Heavyweight Championship match will be Bobby Fish versus Matic. You've got some undercards with Jason Xavier versus Ash Aubrey. Tag team championships on the line. Current champions Wrecking You versus Defiance. A 585 Live Championship Tournament qualifier. Space Monkey versus Jeremy Jensen versus Eric Rosecroft versus Coconut Jones. Nick Ando versus Shane Sabre. A UPW No Limits Championship. Current champion Dick Justice versus Carter Mason. You'll have Lionel Knight versus Colin Delaney. And the Wrestling Liberation Front versus the AEH team.
Same Dick Justice who was seen backstage on Impact this week.
Yeah, and he's going to be on, I think he's going to be on one of the shows that was taped this past week. So 222-1280 Star Toys number. We got to go to break, but we do get a tease. We can actually do a tease going in the break. Tease is one of our favorite women wrestlers retired this past week. And it's like we definitely going to mention that. And also we do want to mention, we want maybe talk a little bit about the rap battle from SmackDown and how it got some people in trouble. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. Come back with little Austin Aries one more time. A request from a texter. I also want to say, sorry, Damian Sandow won Money in the Bank, and he did not win the title.
That was set up by John Cena losing it, I believe.
Yeah, that was, that definitely, but I just wanted to, I love this theme, too, and it's a shame it's getting pulled because we won't see the guy anymore. But Matt, welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man, joined by special in-studio guest, the artiste, and Double B, Brian Burke, manning the, as I call it, the texter, Twitter, computer thinger, and... We definitely want to. I teased a little bit as we went to break, and Nartis, this is someone you introduced me to, is retiring from wrestling as a women wrestler. You might remember her. His name is Velvet Sky. In TNA, she never had really ever got a chance in WWE. But you introduced me to her, and her name was Jamie.
Yeah, way back in the day.
Yeah, one of those. That's when she was her. She was tagging with. What was her name? She wore pink. She was in the studio with us.
April Hunter.
April Hunter.
And that's when she was Talia Madison was the ring name. Yeah.
Yeah. And she goes. He introduces me to her, and I go hi. And he goes. She goes hi. I'm Jamie. I mean Talia Madison. And it's like, well, she's also. I guess she said going back to college, and she just kind of said that you know she wants to be able to walk right and you know have everything and finish her degree in school. And so that's what she is. So she decided to go back, and she retired. And she's with Bully Ray, I believe, still to this day. And you're probably, you know, they've been together for quite a few years. So it's a shame, though. She was, I think, you know, she's a very beautiful girl. And it's like, I remember she dated a few wrestlers.
I mean, the beautiful people had a great run in TNA. When you think about, like, those years when that was really what TNA had over WWE, before WWE cared about women's wrestling. You would tune in at TNA to see the really good women's matches, and she was a big part of that.
Yeah, so. and that's kind of when WWE started switching up their women because they wanted them to be more athletic and not just Barbie doll models who, you know, really could do two holds in a match and it would end, you know, and they kind of improved women's wrestling in general at that period. Mm-hmm. But it was the highest rated segments of TNA TV. So I think that's, you know, it's a sad day. Maybe we'll get her on and talk about it and see what's going on with her. She was a really nice girl, and she will be missed. And I wish she really got a run in WWE. I was hoping maybe if Bully Ray ever really showed up again before he left WWE, maybe she could have come out and been his valet or something.
Now, yeah. I know, I mean, certain people can't keep the titles forever, but do Charlotte and Sasha go in that category of people who they built up as stars and then they have no idea what to do with?
Yeah, unfortunately.
I mean, who is not in that category?
I kind of wish they would have left him on Raw. They were both of them, you know, together.
I mean, that feud was awesome. And now, I mean, like, Sasha's just one of the girls on Raw, and I mean...
And look what they just did to Bayley.
Yeah.
She's falling off the face of the earth.
That's been very disappointing.
Well, Steve Austin's been calling for a Bayley, her heel turn, for quite a while on his...
I think it's too early still for that.
Yeah, but you know...
I mean, that's the thing, too. I mean, they've been, like, splitting up tag teams a little bit too early, I felt like, as well. I mean, DIY with NXT, obviously, that whole thing, and then... Who they just split up on the Enzo
Mojo
Cass.
And Mojo and Raleigh. Mojo, I think they're going to. I mean, it's like it virtually happened last week.
It looked like it was the start of it last week.
Yeah, we knew it was coming. So, yeah, that means it makes more room
they
for some
don't
of these other guys.
They don't have patience anymore, I guess, is what it is. Like, they build up either teams or storylines or new title contenders or new champions, and then, all right, we're moving on. Turn the page. And
but they don't know what they're moving on to.
Right.
But
no
the
plan.
One thing is if they break up tag teams that really aren't tag teams up in the WWE, then they allow for the guys who are pure tag teams from the minors to come up. So there's some teams that are down in NXT that could definitely fill the spaces, you know, especially like the Authors of Pain. I wouldn't be surprised at all if they were up anytime real soon. But
the best way I can put this right now, because I don't get to watch wrestling as much as I used to, but I still definitely pay attention to it. I know I said earlier, like, I'm probably more happy right now than I've ever been in terms of the talent they have under contract. That being said, when I got back into wrestling 19 years ago this summer, I've consistently watched Monday Night Raw basically every week since then. And right now, getting through 3 hours and 20 minutes of Raw on a Monday night is painful to me.
Oh, yeah. Wait till you get to my age.
I'm ready to go to sleep. I'm just done. It's not keeping my interest at all. SmackDown is better, but like... They got to do something with Raw, or this is going to come to an end for me watching every Monday night.
Power to you. I cannot watch Raw live.
Well, wait till you get my age and you fall asleep in commercial breaks, okay?
Or recap number 8 of the same thing. Like, they've got to do something different.
Well, we're running out of time. We didn't have a chance to talk about the rap battle, but apparently they brought up Xavier Woods' work with Paige that was not on the network, we'll say.
It never will be. Well, unless the hackers put it on there.
Unless the hackers get it. Maybe they could have hacked that and put that up there. But nevertheless, it's something that was not scripted and apparently edited out of the replay on the West Coast. So we did have the audio. You heard it there earlier. So someone's going to get in trouble over that one, I'm sure, because I dug it. That was a very funny segment.
That was a good segment.
I love that. I didn't see that,
but hopefully it was better than the Lonzo Ball stuff.
Oh, it was way better. Show. Oh, my God. Way better.
Yeah. I don't even know rappers, and Whale or whatever was the host of it. I thought it was pretty good.
But Wale.
Wale.
Whale.
It's
spelled Whale. Okay, it is spelled Whale.
We gotta get out of here. Thank you, Artis, for showing up, man. It's nice to see you, bro.
Yes, good morning.
And thank you, Brian. Thank you, Brendan. We're going to get out of here. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.